Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Welcome to the KFAX Prayer Connection. Each week at this time, we open the Word and turn our hearts toward God in prayer in the spirit of Philippians 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And now, this week's KFAX Prayer Connection.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Ron Macciola welcoming you to our Prayer Connection. I trust you're staying dry. We are certainly getting our influx of rain, but that should not stop you from either getting online to a worship service, or if you're not too far from your local church, drive over there, but be safe. I love this hymn. It's entitled, How Great Thou Art. Carl Boberg, a 26-year-old Swedish minister, wrote a poem in 1885 called O Mighty God. The words, literally translated to English, said, when I the world consider which thou hast made by thine almighty word, and how the web of life thou wisdom guideth, and all creation feedeth at thy board. His poem was published and forgotten, or so he thought. Several years later, Carl was surprised to hear it being sung to the tune of an old Swedish melody, but the poem and hymn did not receive and achieve widespread fame. Hearing this hymn in Russia, English missionary Stuart Hine was so moved, he modified and expanded the words and made his own arrangement of the Swedish melody. He later said the first three verses were inspired, line upon line, by Russia's rugged Carpathian mountains. The first verse was composed when he was caught in a thunderstorm in a Carpathian village. The second, as he heard the birds sing near the Romanian border. And the third, as he witnessed many of the Carpathian mountain dwellers coming to Christ. The final verse was written after Dr. Hine returned to Great Britain. Sometime later, Dr. J. Edwin Orr heard How Great Thou Art being sung by a tribe in Assam, India, and decided to bring it back to America for use in his own meetings. When he introduced it at a conference in California, it came to the attention of music publisher Tim Spencer, who contacted Mr. Hine and had the song copyrighted. It was published and recorded during the 1954 Billy Graham Crusade in Haringey Arena. George Beverly Shea was given a leaflet containing this hymn. He sang it to himself and shared it with other members of the Graham team. Though not used in London, it was introduced the following year to audiences in Toronto. In the New York Crusade of 1957, it was sung by Bev Shea 99 times, with the choir joining in the majestic refrain. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Verse 3, and when I think that God, his son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, think about that, friend. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Be encouraged by that today. As you stay dry and just trust the Lord. This devotional is entitled Sing, My Children, taken from Psalm 7:17. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. O my people, my chosen ones, I love you with an everlasting love, and with the cords of my faithfulness I have bound you to myself. I am not a man that I should lie, but all I have promised I will surely do, so that the Father may be glorified in you and that you may bear much fruit. I have promised you my grace in order that you may extend to others love like mine, which flows forth in the face of hostility. When you were an enemy of God, Christ died for you. Calvary love was given not only for friends, but also for enemies. I want to teach you how to love with Calvary love. Remember that I am in the midst of you when you praise me. Never let any kind of anxiety crowd out your praise. Do not be concerned for my reputation. I have withstood many storms, and I will survive this one. Human strivings are like waters around Gibraltar. They have beat upon the rock, but they have not changed it. I am not disturbed, and I forbid you to be anxious. For anxiety produces tension, and tension erodes joy. And when joy is gone, victory is lost. Faith is weakened, and spontaneity is destroyed. The spirit falls ill. The salt has lost its flavor. Its savor is a savor. What can I use to preserve my work in your midst if you lose your joy? Rejoice always, said the Apostle Paul. And again I say rejoice. Let your stability be apparent to all, for truly the coming of the Lord is near. Prepare yourselves and be strong, for it is the Lord who upholds you, and it is he who gives you the victory. Sing, my children, and let the shout of praise be heard, for the Lord is mighty, and his name is glorious. Let the song of the Lord rise up in you today, friend, and be encouraged as to how you can rejoice in the Lord. Let's seek the Lord now to bring lasting revival according to Psalms 85, 6 through 9. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord. I will listen to what God, the Lord, will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but let them not return to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Oh, Father, once again we seek to be renewed. It is a prayer that we have prayed before. Revive us again. Do we dare ask that you would revive your people once and for all? Revivals in earlier generations have come and gone, blazing intensely and then flickering away. Surely, your boundless love can bring unceasing revival. It is our love that fades. Your love for us is never failing. Father, show us what your enduring love can do. Speak in life-giving power and lift our fluttering hopes. Bring your promised peace upon us. Save us in ways that surprise us. Envelop entire cities with your resurrection life so that your glory shines throughout our land. Luke 1:76 and 78 say this. go on before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God with which the sunrise from on high shall visit us. Father, you have surprised your people in the past by bringing your presence upon them with a love that they did not expect. It was as if the brilliant light of the sun had suddenly descended from the sky, exposing long forgotten hidden sins to the forgiving love of God. Get us ready to be amazed by the intensity and newness of your mercy. Visit us with your reviving love. So, Father, expose sin in ways that bring hope that we will be set free from its power. For Christians to pray and be prepared for God to visit entire communities with his life-giving mercy. Psalms 140, verse 12 say this, I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Oh, Father, we pray that the spiritual and physical needs of the poor will be met with dignity and stability. We pray that God will release them from cycles of oppression and despair so that the poor are transformed to become God's blessing for others. We seek you now for humility instead of complacent pride. Isaiah 29, 13 and 14 say this, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips. But their hearts are far from me. Their worship is made up only of rules taught by men. Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will perish. The intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. Oh, Father, we know what it is like to be impressed by our own religious performance. We can say all the correct words and leave our hearts far behind. Our worship routines are so well rehearsed, they have become predictable and safe. We are among those who have approached you without heart or humility. Please, please, break through our pride, Lord. Gather our wayward hearts. Surprise us with your supremacy. Stun us with how dangerous you are. Ravish us with the brilliance of your beauty so that the cloud of clever religious pride evaporates in the radiance of your glory, Lord. Matthew 11, 28 and 29 say this, come to me, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Father, not only do we keep ourselves busy, we often take pride in how preoccupied we have become, but our ambitious self-sufficiency leaves us disillusioned and weary on the inside. We come to you now, just as you have summoned us to come, close enough to learn the ways of your heart. Train us in the rest and joy of your humility. So we pray for you to intercept our runaway lives, so that we can be trained in the ways of Christ's heart, for Christ's humility to replace deeply rooted pride. Lord, you said this in Hebrews 13:4, marriage should be honored by all. We seek you on behalf of marriages, Lord. We thank you for sturdy marriages that reflect your faithfulness and beauty. We pray especially for marriages which are strained to a breaking point or are failing, that God will bring both hope and help, that he will heal broken hearts and restore intimacy for every marriage, that God will refresh and recenter homes in Christ. Psalms 51, 10 and 12 say this, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. We cast blame on others for contaminating our community, and yet we find compromise and hidden sin in our own hearts. We long to be free and clean. Search us to find secret areas of sin. Purify us from the inside out. Grant us enduring spiritual power, Lord, to serve you with integrity. Rejuvenate the joy of single-minded devotion to you, our most holy God. Mark 1, 40 and 41 say this, a man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Oh Lord, many of our community, Christians included, continue to struggle with sin. You, Lord Jesus, are just as willing to cleanse us now from the pollution of sin as you were ready to heal people from leprosy long ago. We pray for ourselves, as well as many others of our city, to be clean and free from what defiles us from the inside. You are still filled with compassion. You are willing to touch us, and yes, you can make us clean. We pray that Christ's compassion would be revealed to those who feel hopeless and alone in their shame. For God to give us and others throughout our city a desire to be free from sin. We seek you now on behalf of gangs. You said this in Psalms 12:5, because of the devastation of the afflicted, because of the groaning of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he longs. Oh, Father, we pray for gang members that God will satisfy their deep desires for significance and belonging, for God to break the spiritual and social powers that hold them, for caring Christians to embrace them in the authentic love of God's family, for blessing upon neighborhoods they claim. And now, Lord, we seek you to pour out fresh rivers of your Spirit. Isaiah 44:3-4 say this, for I will pour out water on thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Oh, Lord, pour out your Spirit with slow, steady abundance, so that many streams begin to flow through desolate places. Cause many who are lifeless and dry to be revived by the work of your Spirit. Divert a gentle river from heaven upon our entire city. Inundate us with your love. Soak us with steady streams so that what now lies dormant will bloom in a soon coming day of blessing. Bring the outpouring of your life on our children. Keep the river running through their lives so that they will grow as strong and tall as trees. John 7:37-38 say this, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Oh, lift your voice so that people throughout our city can hear your word, speaking in ways that surpass human understanding. Call us to come. Call us to slack our thirst in you. As many people come to you, cause them to drink deeply and live. Transform all who believe to become as living streams and then rivers of life. You are the source, but let us become the course through which you send your Spirit's life to many more. So we pray for believers to become life-giving streams of God's Spirit, that many will hear the voice of Jesus calling them to come and drink. Deuteronomy 10:18-19 say this, he defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow and loves the alien, giving him food and clothing. And you are to love those who are aliens, for you yourselves were aliens in Egypt. Oh, Father, that just goes to the center of our hearts and has become such a political football. We pray for safe legal immigration, that authorities will act wisely to provide and protect. We pray for Christians to open their homes and neighborhoods in wise and helpful ways, for the gospel to be heard, drawing many to Christ. We pray for families to be reunited and for those desiring to return to homelands to be granted temporary asylum and swift repatriation. We pray for immigration to take place legally and honorably. And now, Lord, we seek you to stir us to persistent United Prayer. I have posted a watchman on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. Isaiah 62, 6 and 7. What you have promised to do in the cities and peoples of the earth is vast and precious. We refuse to believe that you are finished with what you intend to do in our community. Do something so remarkable that your name will be spoken of with praise in faraway places for things you are doing in our midst. Lift our failing hopes so that we pray beyond our personal needs. Grant us stamina to stick to our post, asking, watching, and thanking you. Give us prayers, large and small, that call forth your coming days of praise. Luke 18:1, that at all times they ought to pray and not lose heart. We have condemned ourselves for prayerlessness, often blaming our full and busy lives, but overwhelming schedules are a side issue. Our real problem is that we too easily lose heart to believe that you will indeed fulfill what you have promised. Call us anew to a life of praying with steady determination. Our own resolve is not enough. Energize us with your unwavering zeal. Let us know how pleased you are with our feeble attempts to pray with persistence. Train us to pray in patient pursuit of your promises. So we pray for Christ to encourage our hearts to pray with renewed hope and persistence, for God to invigorate seasons, new seasons of prayer in our families, churches, and cities. Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Oh, Father, we pray that fathers will serve and care for their families, that absentee fathers would change their lifestyles to nurture their wives and children, that children will see the character of the Heavenly Father in the lives of their dads. And Lord, especially in this society, that you will guide and guard men and make them men of integrity, and allow them to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And now, Lord, make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, unity. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is error, truth. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. So friends, as you rejoice in this Lord's Day, remember the Lord your God. Remember his works. Remember his goodness to you. Remember his faithfulness to you. Remember the word of the Lord that you heard this morning. And sing the song of the Lord. And so, my friends, I'm asking that the Lord bless you and keep you, that the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, that the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Until we see each other next week, may God richly bless you, my beloved.
You've been an important part of the KFAX Prayer Connection. If you would like to submit a prayer need, simply go to kfax.com, click on the Growing Your Faith tab, and enter the prayer center. That's KFAX.com. Click on the Growing Your Faith tab to the prayer center. You can also share your prayer needs via the convenient KFAX mobile app. Go to Google Play or the iTunes Store today and download the free KFAX mobile app. As we leave you, remember the words of the late Corrie Ten Boom. Don't just pray when you feel like it. Have an appointment with the Lord and keep it. Until next time, it is our prayer that God both keep you and use you for His glory. We are